a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
What TV theme? What TV theme?
I challenge you not to sort of go hip to hip to hip to hip.
What TV theme?
I'm in a trance.
Good.
What TV theme?
Since you're running out of time.
What TV theme?
My name Jeff.
What TV theme?
Better make up your mind.
What TV theme?
I always find it's really important to explain the game in the intro, make sure people really know what we're playing.
I love you. Do you two realise you were both synchronised in your little head bobbing, hip wobbling?
Because we've
BFF
got rhythm.
Forever.
Yeah, we've got rhythm.
Yeah, that is that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I was a bit out of whack with mine.
You dance to the beat of your own drum, Cameron Ling.
All right. I'm going to play little bits of theme songs, and you need to tell me what TV show those theme songs came from. Are we ready to go? Best of three arrangement.
Yes. Names are our buzzers. Log.
All right.
Let's do this.
Question number one.
Loggy.
Oh no, I know that.
Country Practice.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, you learnt this on piano?
No, but I can just feel it.
You know every song ever played on piano? Song. Okay, sure, okay. All
do
right,
you remember the wombat's name?
Fat Wombat?
Fatso.
Can I just play you a little bit that I got from it? And this is an ad from a country practice for it's coming up like this weekend or tonight or Sunday or whatever.
800 Australians die from asthma each year. Monday on A Country Practice, the story of a young girl with asthma who, through shame and ignorance, nearly loses her life.
Were you told what cigarettes can do to an asthmatic?
Yes.
She's embarrassed by her medication.
You have to use that stinking spray. The other kids treat you like a cripple.
Often ignoring it.
Emma.
Will she be another asthma statistic?
I'm scared for you.
And a surprise for Joe.
You think I could be your daughter?
A Country Practice, Monday on 6.
Well, there's so much wrong with all of that. We won't get bogged down in how terrible that is.
Well done, mate. That's 1 point to you. Loggy, lift your game. Lingy.
Okay.
Question number two. Tell me what TV theme is this?
Loggy.
Oh, stop it. You're ruining the game. What is it?
Is it RPA?
No, incorrect. Sucked in.
Oh, God. The S and the F. I didn't know which one was coming out there. Yeah.
Sorry, I was just like, if you get this, I'm going to be so annoyed. Come on, Cameron.
All right, go. Play it out for me.
Tune.
It is an amazing tune. If you don't get this, mate, I might have to physically take it out on you.
Can I have another go?
No. Oh, come on, just...
Is it that obvious?
Yeah, it's super obvious.
How many people are listening right now are screaming at me?
Well, maybe not that many, but I'm screaming at you because mate, we had a conversation about it yesterday.
Oh, no.
All right, Loggy, you can have a go. You know, he doesn't deserve it.
Is it Underbelly?
No, you both suck. What TV show were you telling us yesterday you and Dodsy have started watching again? Watching it all the way through.
How?
Nobody stays perfectly still for the entire MRI.
Yeah, probably got restless and shifted one hemisphere of his brain to a more comfortable position.
Come on, mate. He's so funny.
Now, hang on. The greatest invention in the entire world, I must say, is the skip intro button.
Yeah, but
on
that's
all
why
these
it's
shows.
So good. You still get this much of it.
Barely. I
knew
dive
it was
on the
Doctor
remote.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, that's 1 point me, no point Ling.
I try to keep the game alive because we all know this is the game that dies as soon as Loggy gets too good.
Yeah.
At
that's
it.
Not
Doggy's
fair.
Doggy's so keen to ruin it.
I'm just an audio guy, guys. I'm just All right, if I can, mate, I lobbed that one. Just the biggest give. I was like, literally try and tailor the questions. Anyway.
Skip intro.
Oh, man. I feel like I'm going to have, pass out or something. Here we go. Question number three. This is for the win for Log.
Loggy. Goosebumps?
No.
Keep it coming.
All right, here we go.
Coming. I was almost singing Adam Stanley a little bit.
Well.
Lingy. Well, it's not the Addams Family, it's Wednesday then.
Yes! Oh! Thank God!
One.
This is a close practice.
The only person who gets to torture my brother is me.
That's That's what the big wish. Yeah, piranhas in the pool, piranhas in the pool.
1-1, baby.
Woo! It is very tailored to one camera link.
Mate, I'm just trying
to... Are you all right,
Tommy? Am I red? I feel like I'm... All right, this is for the win. If you win this, this is going to be amazing, Lingy. Here we go. Question number 4. I did make a hub. I should have. I was like, I'll put house as the 4th question just in case. So yeah. It's like Lingy can get a gimme. I can't believe you didn't get that. Never. Oh my God. Here we go. Have some more.
Lingy. Gilmore Girls.
Oh, no.
Okay. Loggy.
Yeah. Oh, you know. Yeah.
McLeod's Daughters.
Yeah, mate.
Yes.
We both own a half share of the property. What are we going to do, Claire?
Getting dressed might be a start.
Oh, classic, no. Claire.
Great line.
Oh, no.
That's all right. I reckon
get the whip out.
I reckon we're away next week, but I reckon we might bring it back after the midweek break. Hey?
Well, good win, though, Log. Well
I never
played.
Celebrate the wins on this game publicly.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Where'd your kid get stuck? Is what I want to know, because it happened in the UK over the weekend at an adventure park. A little girl got stuck halfway down a water slide, open roof water slide. Mm-hmm. Dad couldn't wait for staff to come and help, so he found his way onto the water slide and climbed up in a sort of a Spider-Man sort of gecko fashion. Did a really good job and managed to rescue his daughter.
Which is amazing, but kids can get stuck anywhere. Let's go to Fiona in Highton. Fiona, where did your kid get stuck, or were you the kid that got stuck?
No, I wasn't the kid that got stuck, but in COVID, one of the lockdowns, my oldest, who would have been about grade 5 at the time, got stuck in a washing basket.
What?
So one of those long, narrow ones. Oh, so her brother had put his, they just got udis, and her brother had put his udi on and decided that that was a cool place to get into, and then he got out. So she decided to do the same, but is significant taller than him and got stuck in the washing basket with her udi on. Had a bit of a panic meltdown, got super hot and stressed.
Yeah.
Wiggled out of the udi, and then, what do you know, was free and couldn't get out of the
It's that whole thing where you're stuck and you're holding on to something. Yeah. You're like, oh, no, you've got to let go of it. Yeah.
Oh, I'm feeling claustrophobic just now.
Right.
Oh,
you
get stuck so bad. Jenny from Belmont's with us as well. Jenny, what about you? Have you got a story of a kid getting stuck?
I've got a story about my husband getting stuck. We went out for tea one night for my grandson's birthday out at the peninsula, and he decided to go up the slide with the kids. So he got stuck halfway through, and the kids had to push him out and pull him out of the slide.
Amazing. The reverse of the story that we got here.
Can I just check, though, Jenny? There's not a chance your hubby was just having a little nap in there. He'd had a couple of pots over dinner.
Well, could have been, could have been.
That's Lingy's secret hiding sleeping spot at the peninsula there, so please don't take it.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Tell your story, Log.
So we were talking about, once again, the water slide. The dad saved a child in a water slide over in the UK. But we're talking about kids getting stuck places. And there's a famous story that's always told in my family. Okay, the year was 1989.
Okay, pick up the pace.
And we went, oh, coming from you!
I just need a bit more pep, a bit more energy.
It was my older sister and me and one of my cousins. And I remember this vividly. We went to Fairy Park in Anarchy.
Yeah.
Very.
Isn't it amazing?
I know exactly what you're going to say.
Do you?
Go. Keep going.
I don't know if it's still there. And this is kind of the reason why I don't want to go back to Fairy Park, because, you know, the memories I have in my head will be overtaken by the new memories
you'll
I make.
New memories,
so
yeah.
I don't want it, but I remember this. There was this giant wall, and it was, I think it was Cinderella or Sleeping Beauty's castle. I think it was Sleeping Beauty's castle. And basically what happens, you crawl in at the bottom, and no, it must have been Alice in Wonderland or something, because it kept getting smaller. So you get in, you crawl left
the
to right. Yeah, the tunnels. You crawl up, then you turn around and you see, oh, there's another There's another level. So you jump up to the other level. And then it keeps getting smaller and smaller and smaller until you get out the top.
But spread out throughout it is like face holes where you put your face out and you're that character on the wall.
You're that character on the wall. All right, so you're with
me. Yeah, I'm with you. And I know,
Yeah, so my cousin, I'm pretty sure it was Katie. My cousin Katie was there and my older sister Kristen. And I could see them in front of me crawling. And then they went up the level and then I was slower than them. And I was like, oh, hang on, guys, hang on. And I remember, and then I remember going up the next level and they weren't there and I couldn't hear them anymore. And then I went down. I'm like, okay, I've got to get out. I've got to get out of here. So I went down a level and then I couldn't get out. And there was no face hole in that section. So I was like, baby's first panic attack, super cute. and so I was like, oh my God, oh my God. And so then I'm like, get it together, Lauren. And then I had to crawl, got into the face hole, stuck my face out. And I was like, ma! And so mum and dad looked at each other like, oh, God. All right.
Who crawled in?
Mum crawled in, almost got stuck.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was getting smaller and smaller. It is not made for adults.
Yeah.
It is made for children. They got me and they coaxed me out. And I remember my mum sticking her head up. Like, it was like a Mission Impossible movie. Mum sticking her head up. She's like, come on, Lauren. But I was just so, like, panicked. Like, I can't do it. I can't do it. 4 years old. Remember it. 100%. But mum got me out.
Well done. Well done, Hells. Thank you. Bells.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thanks to mum.
I was all set to absolutely tee off on you and laugh at you and just destroy your childhood trauma. I got your back 100%. They are the scariest tunnels that have ever been built.
How have you been?
Ridiculous. I was getting claustrophobic and choking as you were speaking then. And you know what? They are still there.
Are they really?
About a year ago, I went to my niece's birthday, Anna, little Anna. Went to Fairy Park. It's beautiful. It's so nice. You wander around.
It's real nostalgic.
It is beautiful. Yeah. Playground there, the tunnels are still there, the holes are still there, and I am still scared and scarred by having been there as a kid.
Can an adult go inside that?
No
idea.
Way.
Yes,
no.
Guys, idea. So let's get over the trauma together. Someone get Fairy Park on the phone. We are going there and we are sticking you in.
There is no way.
All the way through.
And the worst part was if you were going through and you were starting to panic and
someone's
and other kids,
you.
Kids you didn't know were like pushing you from behind, hurry up, man. I'm like, oh, Nalog, I got your back. It's
awful. I'm going to have to take an extra pill that day.
We're gonna grease both of you up, groundskeeper Willie style.
I will not go there. 100%. Yes, I got your log. Solidarity all the way.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Bring the dogs inside.
Bring some joy to your life, you reckon,
Log? Bring some joy to your life. It is national Bring Your Dog to Work Day. To bring joy and, I mean...
Today... Oh, I missed the boat. Sorry,
no,
guys.
On Friday, mate. On Friday.
You are campaigning hard for this, Log. Tom,
I really am.
Tom is stoically refusing, but we've at least got him to budge a little bit and open to feedback from our callers for some positives, perhaps. Some to back you up for some negatives as well, Tommy. Should Tom allow Loggy to bring Wombi to work on Friday? Give us your negatives. Give us your positive stories. Jake from Port Arlington. Jake, what do you got for us?
I don't know how it goes. What about if Wombi does it number twos or number ones in the studio?
I can tell you've been coached there by Tom, Jake.
And, I haven't spoken to Jake this morning. He's a wonderful man, though.
From what I've said, Wombi doesn't do that inside. And I will take him out every hour. When the news is on, I will take him out.
You should be doing work at that point in time.
Oh. No, it is work. You know how you relieve yourself?
Jack.
No, right, he's fine.
That's a no. That's
a
no from Jake. Okay, so one in the no category. Can you write that down, Cameron?
That's not true.
A lot of arguing between you two. I want you to listen.
All right.
Kirby from Brimley. Kirby, positive experience or negative?
Positive, definitely positive.
All right, tell us.
I understand where you're coming from, Tom. You're worried that it's going to be a complete distraction. But to be honest, having a dog in the workplace, it adds just a level of warmth and, you know, camaraderie and all that kind of stuff. Because everyone loves dogs. you know.
What about allergic people? What if you're allergic to dogs? Do you matter as well, or do those people just sort of get thrown by the roadside?
If you're allergic, then you don't go near the dog.
Yeah, that's as easy as that.
Okay, sure.
Because yeah, I'm allergic to Glen 20, but people spray that around the office like it's going out of fashion.
Okay.
Isn't that true, Tom?
Well, that was one time and it was accidental.
In my face.
Okay, one for Tom, one
tell you
for
what, Log. I tell you what. It's the same thing as if someone was allergic to shellfish and I wanted to bring my lobster in. My pet lobster.
Pinchy.
Oh, it's on a leash. It's fine. Don't go near the lobster. Still going to kill him, isn't it?
No, it's okay. Not.
It's taken a ridiculous turn at the moment.
Thank you,
Chloe
Lily.
From Armstrong Creek. Chloe, positive or negative experience?
Positive.
Oh.
Tell us why.
That's two.
I've got a dog at my salon, and he just brings so much joy and happiness into the salon that the clients just love him.
See, Tom?
Have you trained him to cut the hair? How does he go with the opposable thumbs cutting the scissors? With the scissors? No? Okay.
See, all Wombie right. Can cut your
you're
hair.
You're just being ridiculous now, Thomas.
Mate, I am simply trying to bring a bit of colour to a situation that is going to go one way.
Hang on.
And we know that one way.
Lingy, and I love you, Lingy, when I say this. Lingy will be away on Friday.
Mm.
I'm trying to bring some colour into the studio. Mm. Wombie is a red healer.
Okay. I understand you're trying to substitute red for red.
Thank you.
Level of contribution to the show will be similar.
Same.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm now on Loggy's side.
That's a Tiana. Little nip here and there to the face.
Tiana from Mount Dunede, which side are you landing on this one?
Generally, I'm for having the dog in the office, but it really depends on the dog's temperament and how they behave. Mm. We have two dogs that visit our office generally, and neither of them are a big distraction, but one of them is certainly higher energy than the other and certainly takes a little bit more to look after during the day than the other.
Yeah.
Okay, so my concern is that Wombie's going to start trying to sort of herd and corral the sales reps into sort of a corner, and I'm going to walk around the end of the hallway in the corner and find them all cowering in the corner.
Yeah, what's the problem with that?
Does actually sound pretty good.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.